Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us back on the program from the Perth and District Community Foundation, Mr. Lynn McIntyre. Lynn, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Bob.
It's always a pleasure to have you in to hear about the good things that are coming out of the Perth and District Community Foundation. How it's grown has just been incredible, and the good things that you're doing. And today as well, we've also got Victoria Gibb Carsley, who is with us. Victoria, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Victoria, you are going to be taking over for Lynn. Kind of sad news there for all our Lynn fans out there. But you are going to be taking over as the executive director shortly. So you're joining us here to get in on the conversation.
That's it. I'm really excited about the new position. I know people will be sad to see Lynn go, but I feel really lucky that I'm going to be having this job.
Just before we get into it, we have a lot to cover today, too. Lynn, what's it like? You know, you've done so much for this foundation, and you've just been you've really been the face of it. You've done an incredible job in being an ambassador for the work that you folks are doing. What's it like now that you're looking and seeing that you're going to be moving on to the next phase of your life?
Well, Bob, it's a bit bittersweet. As you mentioned, we've had a pretty good run. I've been here 7 years. The endowment has grown. Last year we gave out just over $250,000 in grants and scholarships, which is huge for a small community. So it's nice to leave on a high note. Things are with Victoria are going to be in great hands. I think it's time for some new blood, new thinking. It's just time for change, and so I'm kind of sad to see to leave. I mean, this really hasn't been a job. It's been so much fun. We've had great board members, great support from the community. So it never felt like a job, but I think it is time to move on.
And Victoria, you come in, obviously, I mean, you're probably feeling like you have some big shoes to fill, but I imagine that Lynn is going to be providing some great guidance for you as you step into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, first to say Lynn has been great already. We've met several times for this transition, so it's going to be a good transition, I know. I am from Perth. I was born here at the Great War Memorial Hospital and grew up here, went to high school here. My parents were teachers here, John and Natalie Gibb Carsley, and I left to go to university, and I've been gone for about 35 years. And I worked in various parts of the world and also in Ottawa doing education work and community organizing. And the pandemic sent me home to work, and that was in Ottawa. But when we knew that we could work from home, my husband and I thought, we'd sort of like to live in Perth. So we bought a house here last summer and moved back. And then this job came along, and I couldn't believe my luck, because it really feels like the perfect fit for me, coming home to this town I love so much and being able to contribute.
Excellent. And when it comes to the job, what is it about you that makes you think that you're a good fit to it? Obviously, you're not the only one who feels that way, because you got the job. So what about it do you think is going to be something that you're looking forward to, maybe your favorite parts, and why you're a good fit?
Well, for me, my whole career has really been about building community and connecting with people, and building a sense of sort of connection to each other and recognizing the good that we all share. I've done that as an educator and a facilitator. I've also done quite a lot of work in communications and campaigning, and so understand how to be strategic. And I love Perth. I think that's one of the things, is my connections here. I know Perth, I know the people here, I know the culture here, and I think that that's really going to help me come back and help grow the foundation further.
Well, we look forward to getting to know you even better over the course of the next few years as well. Congratulations, and welcome home to Perth, of course. And Lynn, you're all smiles, so obviously a lot of confidence in the way that things are going to go moving forward.
Well, I think that we've got a bright future. I mean, this community is known for a caring community. It's known for its volunteerism, charitable giving. We beat the provincial and national average on all these metrics. So it's a community that really does care, and that makes the job so much easier when you've got all the support of the community and the board to get things done. And I think, there's been a few notable things that we've done, like for the refugee resettlement program, and now with the Afghanistan. There's a lot of work to do, but there's a lot of good people to support the foundation. And I think with the pandemic, we've also seen an influx of people into our community, as most rural communities have seen. And with that comes some very talented people who are willing to give their time, talent, and resources to give back to the community. So it makes the job a lot easier when you've got community support. And I think Victoria is a perfect fit to take us to that next level.
That sounds fantastic. And, you know, you talk a little bit about history, and let's just focus a little bit on the foundation itself for a moment, if you could. And just for anybody who may not be aware, now, I know that those people are few and far between these days, because you've done such a great job in making sure that people know about you. But just tell us a little bit about, if you could, the history of the foundation and how you started from where you were to this incredible group that you have now.
Yeah, so we've been in business for 20 years, and you know, for a small community to have such a robust community foundation speaks volumes to the founders, and it is those community leaders who 20 years ago said, we got to set up a community foundation like they have in Ottawa. And it was that kind of foresight and vision that kind of allowed us to start on this journey. And I think it has taken time, as all good things do take time. But I think we've really come into our being in the last few years because of all the charitable giving that has happened in this community. And I think that's allowed us to do things that most small communities couldn't even imagine. We're fortunate because a lot of small communities don't have a community foundation. There's cities in Canada that still don't have a community foundation. So I think that speaks volumes to this community and this area. And this growth in the endowment fund allows us to give more in terms of grants and scholarships into our community. So I think it's the growth in the endowment that allows us to provide more financial resources for charities and organizations within our community.
Victoria, you're nodding your head quite a bit as you're listening to Lynn speak about that, and really it certainly sounds like it's an exciting time to be coming into the group.
It's so exciting. I mean, the growth in the foundation over recent years has just been incredible. And of course, I'm hoping to grow it even further, because the bigger the endowment, the more work we can do to make sure that, you know, Perth continues to be a wonderful place to live. I'm looking forward to that and to growing the profile, though, again, most people know about the foundation, but we can work more to do that and to facilitate in the community, people coming together and helping each other out, which is what Perth, you know, does really well already. So I'm really carrying on the growth that has started. There's already this momentum, and I just look forward to making it even, bigger and better.
It's a relay race, and you're being passed the baton.
Exactly that, yes.
Yeah, very, very cool. Let's take a look behind us, though, a bit here, Lynn. Talk to us about last year and maybe how things went, and there's lots to be proud of.
Well, there sure is, Bob. And I think one of our, it is the growth in the endowment that allows us to provide all these grants and scholarships. As I mentioned, last year, our donors contributed over, $700,000 to the endowment fund. And that really does help us, sustain organizations in our community. One thing that we're doing is many of the charities have set up endowment funds with us, and it's these funds are, it's like a high interest savings account where they invest money into the pooled fund, and then they pull from that on an annual basis funds that they can use for their operating account or for special programming. So by providing that kind of that role of pooled resources and being able to get a higher rate of return allows these groups not to have to worry as much about the financial side of things. If we can provide a sustainable ongoing financial support to these groups, it's everybody benefits from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that, like when you say everybody benefits from it, one of the beauties of this foundation is that when people give at home, the money stays at home. So it is, it's one of those charities that's very important, because people really tend to get a little bit concerned sometimes that they wonder where their money's going to go and how it's going to help. But when you are donating to the Perth and District Community Foundation and one of the fundraisers that you have going on, then certainly the money that is being collected is being used right here. And, you know, it's being used for the intended purpose in Perth and area.
That's correct, Bob. We like to say give where you live, because, you know, it's your investment into the community that allows this community to sustain the programs and grow programs that we need. We know that there's vulnerable populations within our community. We know that housing is a big issue. And, yeah, you know, if we're going to solve these problems, we have to do it collectively. We do it together. We can't expect someone from Ottawa to come in on and solve all our problems. We've got issues and we can solve them ourselves. Of course, we would like support from the provincial or federal government, but you know, I think that it really has to start at the community level.
Yeah. And I mean, you say you bring someone in from Ottawa to solve your problems, and here we have Victoria, who's coming in from Ottawa to help solve some problems. Not exactly, of course.
I'm a hometown girl.
She's a hometown girl, exactly. But that's, you know, all jokes aside, it's great when you have someone who is coming in who has that experience from, you know, sort of a big city area, but also has that hometown pride. And Victoria, as you look down the road, what are some of the biggest challenges you see that are facing Perth and the area that you would like to see a difference be made through the efforts of the foundation?
Well, of course, I've only been back since last summer, and so I still have a lot of learning to do. But I am somebody who likes to bring people together to problem solve. And I never really work alone. And we do have this amazing board of directors, but we also have an amazing involved community. So I hope to speak more to, you know, the folks in Lanark and the folks, you know, in Perth and the folks in McDonald's Corners, and to sort of figure out, you know, what the needs are there. But I also, we have something called the Vital Signs Report, which looks at the statistics from Stats Canada, as well as looking at what's happening locally and figuring out what the needs are. So there's that as well. So there are ways to find out, but I think just getting out and talking to people and figuring things out that way really helps. Obviously, housing is a huge issue. You know, rural transportation is a huge issue. Food security can become a huge issue when gas prices are really high and housing is unaffordable. So there are a lot of, you know, issues like that. For youth, I have a son at the high school in grade 9, and I, of course, have a vested interest in him having a positive experience. And I know that there are challenges for youth these days. The world's a bit of a tough place. And so, yeah, so there are going to be a lot of issues, but I have huge confidence that as a community, we'll continue to come together to support, as Lynn said, the more vulnerable, and just make Perth a healthy and prosperous place for everybody.
It's interesting because there's an election coming up, and all of those issues are going to be thrust into the forefront, not only by the candidates, by people as well who want to see a difference. And you certainly hit the nail on the head with several of the issues that you brought up. I think affordable housing and affordability in general, things like food security, transportation, those are going to be at the forefront in Lanark County. And I think it really bodes well for the people of Perth and the community that your headspace is right there. And Lynn, you're nodding your head quite a bit with that. I think you got a good one here who's right on track.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Bob.
It's really interesting to see how things are going to turn out in the next few months. And also, Victoria, for you come here, and for the most part, you're told to stay away, you know, stay inside and keep your distance from people. What a challenge to get to know the community. It's a great thing that you're from the community and you have these baselines that you can draw from.
It's, you know, it's wonderful. My husband, who is actually from Winnipeg, he jokes that whenever we go to the grocery store, it takes us an hour and a half to buy a bag of milk because I see so many people I know. and feel connected to it, of course, through my parents who were here for many, many years. And my dad still is, in fact. So I feel so good. It feels I have come home. I've lived in various parts of the world, in various parts of Canada, but Perth has always been the place that I call home. And, you know, the area surrounding it is my land. I was driving around up in the Highlands yesterday, and it's my home. So it feels great to be back.
Lynn, we're almost out of time here. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to let people know how they can help, what they can do to learn more. And as well, you know, if you wanted to highlight some of the areas that you're working on right now, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. So if people want more information, probably the best place to start would be to go to our website, which is ptcf.ca. You can get a lot of information there on ongoing issues. Just to highlight a couple things, there is the CAR 2 is looking at bringing refugees into our community. So if people want to contribute to that effort, by all means, there's links from the website to Canada Helps. And at Canada Helps, you can make a donation. It's probably the easiest way. And there's also other initiatives, if you want to contribute to affordable housing, there's an initiative there that you can support. So I would just encourage people to go to the website, take a look. If they want to contribute, go to Canada Helps. If they have any questions, by all means, give us a call.
And we're going to post that link to the website in this video, this interview that gets posted, not a video, that will be posted at lake88.ca for easy access for anybody who would like to get that. I want to thank you both very much for taking the time to speak with us. And of course, this isn't our last visit. Lynn, you're going to be back one more time, whether you like it or not. And Victoria, you're coming back as well. We're going to touch base next month and just see how things are going and how things are moving forward. And we'll take a look in that particular conversation more at the road ahead as we come out of the pandemic, hopefully, and look to the summer months. So once again, thank you both for being here today. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest today on In Focus, Victoria Gibb Carsley, who is the new executive director for the Perth and District Community Foundation, and Lynn McIntyre, who is the outgoing executive director for the Perth and District Community Foundation here on Lake 88. We'll be touching base with them again, as we said. And once again, if you'd like to find out a little bit more and how you can help, just go to pdcf.ca. A link to that will be available at lake88.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again. Have a wonderful afternoon.